proclamation number 6579 dated the June 25th, 1956. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. The extreme importance of these words also explains the necessity of leading those people who are not yet believers to faith in Jesus Christ, or of advocating a living faith where knowledge of Jesus Christ is already present. For no one can come to me who does not recognize me myself and Jesus Christ. Because there are people who indeed say that they believe in God, since he gives evidence of himself in everything which surrounds the human being, but who do not want to accept Jesus Christ as Son of God and Savior of the world, although they do not consider themselves unbelievers. But these people are still very distant from their God and Creator. They have not yet come into closer contact with me, and hence their thoughts cannot become enlightened. They are still burdened with the sin of the former apostasy from me, and this sin ties them to my adversary. They will not get away from him without Jesus Christ. But not many people know about this sin of the past apostasy from me. Consequently, they are not aware of the significance of Jesus and his act of salvation either. Providing people know the teachings of the gospel, providing they know the words spoken by Jesus on earth, they could also reflect on the words, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Single quote. And if only they seriously wanted more information about this, they would certainly receive it, and the thought of these words would certainly never leave them again. The only way to me is through Jesus Christ. Since the redemption of the guilt of sin has to come first in order to be accepted by me. No being who had voluntarily become sinful can approach me before salvation through Jesus Christ. This is a law which even my infinite love cannot reverse. And no human being will really feel completely confident in his heart about God either, whom he may well acknowledge with words or superficial thoughts. Because on serious reflection he would know that he does not have the right relationship with his eternal God and Creator. He will never confide in me like a child to his father. He will only believe that God exists but not establish a close connection with me, which requires love. Because love also enlightens his spirit, love would improve his spiritual vision. Love would make him question but not make an erroneous statement. Every person will feel slightly uneasy when he contemplates spiritual thoughts and will not yet have made contact with Jesus Christ. The course of suffering and crucifixion will not remain unknown to him. Time and again he will enter into conversations with other people or be reminded by them of Jesus Christ, because I constantly guide his thought to the human being Jesus, who lived on earth and experienced a painful end. Even if he does not yet acknowledge him, he does know of Jesus' earthly life, and I myself will remind him of me in Jesus Christ. And corresponding to the human being's degree of love will be his acceptance or rejection. Wherever there is love, I take hold of the person myself, and his resistance will steadily lessen, until he finally sees the human being Jesus in an entirely different light than at the beginning, when he was still defensively opposed to him. However, if he does not want to learn, if his will is still hostile at the hour of his death, he cannot expect blissfulness in the spiritual kingdom. In spite of a right way of life, he can only be accepted into the realm where all denizens of Christ dwell, because he refused to be redeemed on earth, and he will enter the spiritual kingdom in a constrained state. But even there he can still find his divine Savior and Redeemer. And again, it is a great mercy on my part that I will meet all those in the spiritual kingdom who so far had rejected me, that I will hear every appeal sent to me as the Redeemer, and that I will then take hold of the caller's hand and lead him from that realm into my divine region. Because I will still retrieve the souls from the abyss providing I'm acknowledged, providing a soul has found the way to Jesus Christ, whom it had rejected on earth but without whom it cannot reach its goal. The kingdom of light is closed to every soul as long as Jesus Christ does not open the gate for it, but this necessitates that he is acknowledged as Son of God and Redeemer of the world. For this reason the human being Jesus said the words, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Single quote. Because I myself spoke through the human being Jesus, I myself wanted to be acknowledged in him, who merely served as a cover for me during earthly life, but which I kept even in the spiritual kingdom so that I could be a visible God to all my living creations, since I was an eternal spirit after all, and as such could not be seen by the created beings. I chose a form for myself in order to become a visible God for you humans, and in this form I accomplished the act of salvation. Consequently, you also have to acknowledge the form in which I had dwelled, and then you will already have taken the right path to me, your Father of eternity. However, without Jesus Christ you will not ever be able to come to me, because without Jesus Christ my adversary will not release you, since you still belong to him as a result of your will. Amen.